صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا حسن النية جميعا. في الدرس الماضي كنا تكلمنا عن الاستطاعة. In the past class we talked about ability to perform الحج. الآن نتكلم عن أركان الحج إن شاء الله. Let us now talk a little bit about the integrals of حج. ثم كما قلنا في آخر الحصة نأخذ 10 دقائق أو ربع ساعة لسؤال أو سؤالين. Then at the end of the session we'll have a short test for 10 or 15 minutes as we said. أركان الحج هي الأمور التي لا بد منها في الحج بحيث لا يصح الحج إذا ترك واحد منها. The integrals of Hajj are parts of Al-Hajj that have to be done. And if any of them is not done, then the Hajj would not be valid. وهي ستة. The number of integrals is 6. أولها الإحرام. The first integral is الإحرام. معنى الإحرام أن يعقد قلبه, أن ينوي بقلبه, أن يقول في قلبه دخلت في عمل الحج أو العمرة أو نويت الحج وأحرمت به لله تعالى أو نويت العمرة وأحرمت بها لله تعالى أو نويت الحج والعمرة معا وأحرمت بهما لله تعالى. الإحرام means to have in one's heart the intention that I now start the deed of Hajj, if you want. Tuzbat. The deed of Hajj. I now start the deed of Umrah. That is, I now engage myself in Al-Hajj, or I now engage myself in Al-Umrah, or I now engage myself in both Hajj and Umrah together. ولا يجب أن يقول في قلبه نويت فرض الحج, يعني لا يجب أن ينوي الفرضية. It is not a condition that one says in one's heart I now engage myself in the obligatory, in the obligation of Hajj. That is, he does not need to mention in his heart that Al-Hajj is an obligation. إذن الإحرام هو عقد القلب على ما قلنا, ليس لبس الثوب الخاص به ولا التلفظ باللسان مع الغفلة في القلب. لا التلفظ تبقى لسان بذلك ولا لبس الثوب. So becoming in the state of ihram means to have that specific intention. It does not mean to say that by the tongue. While one does not intend that in his heart, that is as a slip of the tongue, or to wear the clothes of ihram. This is not al-ihram. Wearing the clothes is not al-ihram. وَلَا يُشْتَرَطُ التَّلَفُّظ بِالْإِحْرَام بِاللِّسَانِ. It is not a condition to utter the statement of ihram with the tongue, that is. ثُمَّ قَدْ يُحْرِمُ الشَّخْصُ إحراما مطلقا من غير تعيين حج ولا تعيين عمرة ولا تعيين الجمع بينهما، فيقول في قلبه أحرمت، دخلت في الإحرام، فيصير بذلك محرما. ثم قبل أن يعمل أي عمل من أعمال الحج أو العمرة يصرف نيته إلى أحدهما أو إليهما معا. Now one can make the intention of ihram without specifying حج, عمرة or both of them. That is, one can make his intention, I now engage myself in al-ihram. I make myself now in the state of ihram. Only that. Without specifying that he is going to be engaged in hajj, Umrah, or both of them together. But later, he needs to specify one of those three matters before getting engaged in any action among the actions of An-Nusuk, of Hajj or Umrah. So before getting engaged in any action among the actions of Hajj or Umrah, he needs to specify the type of ihram that he is engaging in. Then he specifies in his heart that I'm engaging myself in umrah, in hajj, or in both of them. له الخيار. He can specify any of those three types. فلا يصح له أن يباشر الأعمال قبل الصف. It is not permissible, it is not valid that he does any action among the actions of Hajj before specifying what type of ihram is he doing. لكن إن طاف قبل التعيين يكون هذا الطواف طواف القدوم، لأنه في كل حال هو يطوف طواف القدوم إن كان في حج أو عمرة أو جمع بينهما أو قرن بينهما. Except that if he makes a tawaf before specifying which type of ihram he is engaged, then this tawaf would be considered tawaf al-qudum. The arrival tawaf. It would be considered the arrival tawaf. وهذا معنى الإحرام. الإحرام يعني للحج أو للعمرة أو إلا يعني أحرمت بالصلاة أو نحو شيء تاني. إيه لابد ما بيمشي الحال خلاص. ما هو بده يصرف لأحدهما أو لكليهما هيك. أما لو سعى بعض الطواف فلا يصح هذا السعي. Now if one makes a sa'i that is goes between al-Safa and al-Marwa for 7 times before specifying which type of ihram is he doing, even after going around al-Ka'bah, this sa'i is invalid. It is invalid. هذا كله إذا كانت هذه النية إذا أحرم في أشهر الحج. All what we mentioned is if one is making the intention during the months of Hajj. أشهر الحج هي شوال وذو القعدة وأول عشرة من ذي الحجة إلى عاشر ذي الحجة. The months of Hajj are شوال, ذو القعدة and the first 10 days of ذو الحجة. أما لو نوى الحج قبل أشهر الحج انقلب عمره. As if one makes the intention of Hajj, that is, if one says in his heart, I now engage myself in al-Hajj before the months of Hajj, before the beginning of Shawwal, then this would be considered Umrah. It would not be considered Hajj, because the intention of Hajj is only valid when it is made during the months of Hajj, not before that. And if he makes the intention of Hajj before that, it is transformed to Al-Umrah. He would be engaged in Al-Umrah, although he did not make that intention. Although his intention is to make Al-Hajj, he would be engaged in Al-Umrah. ويسن قبل أن يحرم أن يغتسل. It is sunnah before making. Let me draw your attention. خلوني ألفت انتباهكم. الإحرام ليس معناه أن ينوي الإنسان أنه يريد أن يحج في هذه السنة. الإحرام معناه أن ينوي الدخول في الحج أو في العمرة. Being in the state of ihram does not mean for one to plan to make Al-Hajj this year. If one is planning, he wants to go to Al-Hajj, he wants to make Al-Hajj this year, this does not mean that he is in the state of Ihram. Being in the state of Ihram is when one says in his heart, I now engage myself in Al-Hajj, or in Al-Umrah, or in both of them. So before making this intention, it is sunnah for one to make al-ghusl. يُسَنُّ قَبْلَ الْإِحْرَامِ قَبْلَ هَذِهِ النِّيَّةِ أَنْ يَغْتَسِلْ وَأَنْ يُطَيِّبَ بَدَنَهُ. And also it is sunnah to use perfume to wear perfume. To use perfume for one's body. وهذا سنة للرجال والنساء. This is sunnah for both men and women. And women. كلاهما الاغتسال والتطيب. Both of them. To have ghusl and to wear perfume on the body. والأفضل المسك المخلوط بماء الورد. The best perfume is the musk mixed with rose water. Okay, rose water. أما الثوب فلا يسن تطيبه. As for the dress of Ihram, the clothes of Ihram, it is not sunnah to put perfume on it. ومن الفقهاء من يقول مكروه. Even some scholars say that it is disliked to put perfume on the clothes of Ihram. هذا قبل النية. كل هذا قبل النية. قبل الإحرام. That is before having the intention of Ihram. All of this before having the intention of Ihram. لكن لو طيب الثوب لا يحرم. But if the person puts perfume on the clothes of Ihram and wear them before having the intention of Ihram, this is not haram. ثم لو أحرم وهذا الثوب عليه له أن يستمر في لبسه. Now if he does that and he makes his intention while he is still wearing that clothes that carries perfume, it is permissible for him to keep wearing it. It is permissible for him to keep wearing it. فَإِنْ خَلَعَهُ حَرُمَ عَلَيْهِ إِعَادَتُهُ. But if he takes it off, it is prohibited for him to wear it again. With perfume, that is. أما جسمه فكما قلنا تطيبه سنة. As for the body, putting perfume on the body, it is sunnah to do that before having the intention of Ihram. صح في سنن أبي داود وغيره وغيرها عن عائشة رضي الله عنها أنها قالت كنا نخرج مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى مكة فنضمخ جباهنا بالمسك للإحرام، فإذا عرقت إحدانا نضمخ جباهنا بالمسك للإحرام يعني قبل الإحرام، فإذا عرقت إحدانا سال على وجهها أي المسك، فيرى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذلك فلا ينهانا. هذا من الأحاديث الدالة على سنية ذلك، يوجد غيره. Among the hadith that stand proof that it is sunnah to wear perfume on the body before making al-ihram is the hadith narrated by Abu Dawood and others from Aisha that she said, whenever we went with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to Al-Hajj, we would put mask on our foreheads before making the intention of Ihram. Later, when anyone among us, that is among the wives of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, sweat, the mask would go down with the sweat on our faces, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام used to see that and not prohibit us from doing it. ومن هذا الحديث يعلم أنه لا يصح إطلاق تحريم التطيب على المرأة. هذا من الأحاديث التي يعلم منها ذلك. And this hadith is one among the different hadith that tell us that it is not valid, it is not correct to say that it is haram for the woman to wear perfume. That is in all cases. لو كان ذلك حراما لنهى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نساءه. Had that been prohibited, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام would have ordered his wives not to do it. إنما الصحيح أن يقال في الأمر تفصيل إذا تطيبت المرأة لزوجها فهو شيء حسن، وإذا تطيبت وخرجت إلى الشارع فهو مكروه، إلا أن تقصد بذلك مكروه تنزيها، إلا أن تقصد بذلك فتنة الرجال فهو حرام. The proper judgment about this issue is to say if the woman wears perfume for her husband, then this is a good deed. If she does that and goes outside the house wearing perfume, then it is disliked, except if she does that to seduce men, then it would be haram. وهذا ما قاله النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. And this is what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, كما في حديث النسائي وغيره, as it is narrated by النسائي and others. ثم إذا نوى الشخص سن له أن يلبي، أي أن يقول لبيك اللهم بحج، أو لبيك اللهم بعمرة، أو لبيك اللهم بحج وعمرة. لكن الرجل يلبي بصوت مرتفع، أما المرأة لا ترفع صوتها بالتلبية. Now, if one makes his intention of Hajj or Umrah or both of them, it is a sunnah for one to say لبيك اللهم بحج، لبيك اللهم بحج، if his intention was الحج، or لبيك اللهم بعمرة، that is if his intention was العمرة، or لبيك اللهم بحج وعمرة if his intention was both of them. Men say that with a loud voice. As for women, they say that with a low voice. ودائما النساء تلبيتهن في الحج بصوت منخفض. Always women during الحج when they say لبيك اللهم لبيك, they say it with a low voice. Not just at this time and after that also. الركن الثاني من أركان الحج هو الوقوف بعرفة. The second integral among the integrals of Hajj is to be at Arafat, Mount Arafah. You can say Arafah and you can say Arafat as you want. يجزئ ذلك بأي جزء من أجزاء عرفة. معنى الوقوف بعرفة أن يكون واقفا أو قاعدا أو نائما في أي جزء من أجزاء عرفة بين زوال شمس يوم عرفة أي يوم التاسع من ذي الحجة إلى فجر العيد. في هذا الوقت أن يكون في أي وقت من هذا الوقت في ضمن هذا الوقت في عرفة. This integral means for one to be at any part of عرفات whether standing, sitting, lying down, hanging on a tree, I'm not joking, flying above the area of Arafah, to be there at any time from the start of Dhuhr in the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah, the day of Arafah, from the start of Dhuhr time until the appearance of the dawn of the tenth of Dhul-Hijjah, the dawn of the Eid, the day of the Eid. So it is from when the sun moves towards the west from its zenith at the ninth of Dhul-Hijjah until the dawn of the next day, the dawn of the day of Eid. أي وقت. Any time during this time. لكن أحسن أن يجمع الشخص بين الليل والنهار، يعني أن يقف من قبل غروب الشمس إلى أن تغرب الشمس. But it is better that one, for one to be there during the day and the night, which means to be there from before the sunset until the sun sets completely. This is sunnah. As for the integral, is to be there any time during the day or the night, from the beginning of Dhuhr time of the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah until the dawn of the tenth. حتى لو كان الشخص نائما فدخل عرفات وهو نائم في هذا الوقت أجزاء. Even if the one was sleeping and he enters عرفات during this time while he is asleep, this would be enough. This would be, he would fulfill the integral that way. والأفضل للرجال أن يقفوا عند الصخرات الكبار في أسفل جبل الرحمة، حيث وقف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. For men, it is better to be next to the big rocks. شو مفترشة أسفل جبل الرحمة. At the bottom of Mount Ar-Rahma, where the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام stood. أما النساء فالأفضل لهن حاشية الموقف، أطراف الموقف، حتى لا يزاحمن الرجال. As for the woman, it is better for them to be at the, if you want to say, the edges of the area of Arafat, so they wouldn't be mixed with the men. طيب ثم بعد الوقوف بعرفة يرحل الشخص إلى مزدلفة. After being in عرفات, after the sunset that is, one goes to مزدلفة. مزدلفة is in between عرفات and مينا. نعم علي. No, I'm not talking about the third integral, no. Just I'm saying after being in Arafat, no, so one knows a little bit how to move there. So after being in Arafat, one goes to Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah is between Arafat and Mina. Mina is where one throws the pebbles. So after being in Arafat, one goes to Muzdalifah. طيب. الركن الثالث من أركان الحج الطواف بالبيت. The third integral among the integrals of Hajj is to go around Al-Kaaba, to circumambulate Al-Kaaba. ويدخل وقته بمنتصف ليلة العيد. The time of this integral starts at midnight of Eid, which means the middle of the night before the day of Eid. the middle of the night, which is before the day of Eid. الليل يبدأ بغروب الشمس وينتهي بالفجر. في منتصف هذه المدة يبدأ وقت الطواف. ليس شرطا أن تكون الساعة الثانية عشرة. The night starts with the sunset and ends with the dawn. At the middle of this time, the time of going around Al-Ka'bah starts. Al-Tawaf, the time of Tawaf starts. It does not have to be at 12 o'clock. ثم لا حد لآخر وقت الطواف. Then there is no limit for when the time of tawaf ends. There is no limit for that. So one can make a tawaf immediately. He can make it the next day. I mean the tawaf which is the integral. He can make it the next day, the day after it, or the day after it, or the day after it, or the day after it. There is no limit for that. ومعنى الطواف أن يدور الحاج حول الكعبة سبع مرات. This طواف means for the one who's making pilgrimage to go around الكعبة seven times. جاعلا الكعبة عن يساره. He goes by in a way that always Al-Ka'bah would be to his left side. Marran muttajihan li jihat al-hijr. He does that heading towards mubtadi'an bil-hajar al-aswad marran li jihat al-hijr. He does that starting by the black stone and heading towards حجر إسماعيل. يعني لا يرجع إلى خلف، لا يبدأ بالحجر الأسود ويجعل الكعبة عن يساره ويمشي إلى خلف. هذا لا يمشي. Which means he cannot start by the black stone, putting الكعبة to his left and then move backwards. He needs to move ahead towards Hijr Ismail. فلو جعل البيت عن يمينه ومشى القهقرة إلى خلف لم يصح. Now if he puts Al-Ka'bah to his right side and he goes backwards, this is not valid. أو لو طاف مستقبلا بصدره الكعبة لم يصح. Likewise, if he makes a tawaf while facing al-Ka'bah with his chest, this wouldn't be valid. وللطواف شروط. There are conditions for al-tawaf to be valid. منها أن يبدأ بالحجر الأسود. Among them is to start with the black stone. بحيث لا يتقدم أي جزء منه على الحجر عند الابتداء. In a way that not any part of the person who wants to make a tawaf, not any part of his body would be ahead of the black stone at the beginning. So he needs to start with the black stone without being ahead of it when he starts. ومن شروطه النية إن لم يكن الطواف داخلا في نسك في حج أو عمرة. Among the conditions is to have the intention of making a tawaf. If this tawaf is not a part of al-hajj or al-umrah. لأن الطواف يسن في غير الحج أو العمرة. Because it is sunnah to make a tawaf even if one is not in Hajj or Umrah. لكن ليصح عند ذلك لابد له من النية. But for it to be valid then, if it is not part of Hajj or Umrah, one has to make the intention that he is making a tawaf. يعني إذا هرب منه إنسان فلحقه سبع مرات حول الكعبة من غير نية الطواف لا يحسب له. Which means if someone is running away from him and he follows him, he runs after him seven times around al-Kaaba to catch him without having the intention of circumambulating al-Kaaba, this tawaf is not counted. Is not considered a valid tawaf. ومنها أن يكون سبع مرات يقينا. Among the conditions is to go around Al-Kaaba seven times for sure, to be sure that he went seven times around Al-Kaaba. فإن شك هل طاف ستة أشواط أو سبعة يبني على الأقل. If one doubts, is he now in the seventh time or the sixth time, one goes by the least. So one considers himself that he is now in the sixth time and he does one more. ومنها أن يكون داخل المسجد ولو على سطحه فلا يصح لو طاف حول الكعبة وهو خارج المسجد. Among the conditions is to make a tawaf while being inside the masjid, inside المسجد الحرام. If he makes a tawaf while he is outside the mosque, this is not counted. It is not valid. Now, even if this takes place on the roof, it's okay. As long as it is within the masjid, not outside of it. ومنها أن يكون الطواف بالكعبة من خارجها لا من داخلها. Another condition is to go around al-Kaaba, that is from outside of it. Not to go inside al-Kaaba and go seven times. And circle it seven times from inside. لذلك لا بد أن يكون الطواف خارج الشاذروان أن لا يكون أي من بدنه محاذيا للشاذروان وأن يكون خارجا من الحجر. This is why الطواف has to be without any part of him being above الشاذروان, and he has to go around al-Kaaba from outside Hijr Ismail. Kaaba when it was built first, built at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, it was built in this shape. It had five sides, not four, five. So it was built on that shape. Like this. Now later, at one point of time, the Kaaba was destroyed, so they built it again. And when they built it again, they didn't have enough stones or the like, so they didn't build it as it was. So they built it on this shape. And they left a sign here, this wall, a wall that goes like this, to indicate that this is how it was. Now this area is called Hijr Ismail. So now if you go there, Al-Kaaba is built like this, and there is a wall that goes like half a circle here. When one is making a tawaf, it is not valid for him when he gets here to go from here. This is not valid, because then he would not be going around all Al-Kaaba. That's why when you make a tawaf, you go like this around Al-Kaaba. You don't go from in here. This is one issue. So that's the meaning of what we said. One needs to go from outside Hijr Ismail. This is Hijr Ismail. The second issue is that when they rebuilt Al-Kaaba, the foundation of Al-Kaaba. The foundation of Al-Kaaba, let's say, those are the foundation. The foundation of Al-Kaaba are like this. This is where, let's say, this is where the, what do you call it? Mustawa al-Ard. The ground level. When they wanted to rebuild Al-Kaaba, they rebuilt it by leaving here a little space. So they did it this way. They put the bricks like that. So you have here, nowadays it has this shape. So you have here, the Kaaba is like this now. And this is the ground level. This area, it's not as slanted. It's not as slanted as this. It is less. This area, this is called Ash-Shadarwan. And it is a part of Al-Kaaba. So when you are making a tawaf, if you are very close to Al-Kaaba, there is a chance that you would be يعني touching or a part of you would be over above this area الشاذروان. Okay, imagine if there is a wall here and then here you have something slanted like that. If I walk like this, then there is a part of me, maybe my hand, my shoulder, a part of me which is above this slanted area. When you make a tawaf, you need to be sure that all your body is outside that area, that nothing of your body is above Ash-Shazarwan, is above this slanted area. Is it clear? People who do not learn how to make Al-Hajj, they go there and as Hajj Umar said, they go there and sometimes they go around Al-Kaaba while they are squeezed to it or putting their hands on it, etc. So a part of their body would be over Ash-Shazarwan and they would be going. They don't know. And here where the black stone is. Do you see it? No. Here. So when you start circumambulating Al-Kaaba, you put your left shoulder to the black stone and you go towards Hijr Ismail, towards this area. Yes, as Hajj Muhammad said, there is a line. They draw a line on the floor to tell you do not go, yani do not start ahead of this line to make it easier. Most likely a non-Wahhabi came up with this idea of the line. They are not as clever as this. They don't. Yeah, as Hajj Ali said, you might be amazed why didn't they consider this a bid'ah until now. مش زوايا خمس جهات. حجر إسماعيل من الكعبة نفس الشيء هو من الكعبة. What applies to Ash-Shazarwan applies to حجر إسماعيل. Same thing. ما بيصح إذا كان جزء من بدنه فوق الحجر، لابد أن يكون كل بدنه خارج الحجر وخارج الشازروان. ما بيصح. ما بيصح. شو بدي أقول ما بيصح. يعني الشوط ما بيكون إذا دار وهو على هذا لا يكون حسب له. بده يرجع على المحل اللي جاء شيء من بدنه فوقه ويكمل من هناك الشوط. ما حيقدر يرجع بالحج. بيعمل دورة كاملة لا يرجع يكمل. If one is going around Al-Kaaba and for one reason or another a part of his body becomes over those areas, then he needs to go back to where his body became over those areas to continue that round from there. Now, if he cannot go back as it is usual in Al-Hajj, he cannot go back practically. He cannot. Then he goes around Al-Kaaba until getting back to that place, and then he considers that he is continuing that round. ومن شروط الطواف الطهارة عن الحدثين وعن النجاسة. Among the conditions of going around Al-Kaaba is not to be in the state of ritual impurity, to be in the state of ritual purity, and to be pure from any najasa, clean from any najas filth. Like in the prayer, كما في الصلاة لأن الطواف مثل الصلاة غير أنه يحل فيه كلام الناس. Because going around Al-Kaaba is like praying, like the prayer. But it is permissible to talk while doing it. Unlike the prayer, it is permissible to talk while doing it. ولا يشترط المشي بل يصح الطواف راكبا أو ماشيا. It is not a condition to make a tawaf while walking. One can make it while walking or riding. ومن سنن الطواف استلام الحجر الأسود إن استطاع. Among the recommended matters of tawaf, among the matters that are sunnah, is to put one's hand on the black stone. If one is able to do that. وَإِلَّا إِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ يُشِيرُ إِلَيْهِ. If one cannot, he stretches his hand towards it. وَيُسَنُّ أَنْ يُقَبِّلَهُ بِلَا صَوْتٍ. And it is sunnah to kiss the stone if he can, without sound. ويستن أن يقول في الطواف أذكارا وردت عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. It is sunnah to say while making a tawaf statements that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, مثل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Like this statement, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. هذا ثبت أن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام كان أكثر ذكر يقوله في الحج. It is confirmed that the Prophet, this ذكر was was the dhikr that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said it most frequently during Al-Hajj. ولو قال غير ذلك من الأذكار فهو حسن. And if he says other types of dhikr, this would be a good thing. أكثر دعوة دعا بها الرسول في الحج. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. أكثر دعوة دعا بها الرسول في الحج. This dhikr was the dua, the supplication which the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said it most frequently during Al-Hajj. في الحج وغيره, during Al-Hajj and other than Al-Hajj. صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. لكن لو قال غير ذلك فهو حسن. If he says other, غير ذلك من الأذكار. If he says other types of dhikr, that would be good also. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here. Do you have questions about what was said? حد عنده سؤال؟ حد له سؤال؟ هيك مذكر, برجع بتأكد إن شاء الله. Behind Maqam Ibrahim, behind Maqam Ibrahim, this is where you pray two rak'ahs after making a tawaf. It's not that you cannot, but the best behind Maqam Ibrahim. If someone puts perfume on before the intention of Ihram. Okay. If it comes off accidentally, he doesn't put it on again. Hey, Jamal. Hey, ما إله حد. ينتهي فيه ما له حد, بس بيكون بعده شو محرم. تفضل محمد. ايه بلى, الكعبة أول من بناها آدم. ما سألته. إيه لما احترقت, صحيح, أكثر من مرة, صحيح. في زمن عبد الله بن الزبير رضي الله عنهما أعيد بناؤها لأن يزيد بن معاوية وجه إليه جيشا, فهذا الجيش من جملة ما فعل أنه احترقت الكعبة, يعني بسبب ما رماه على مكة. ثم هذا الجيش ذهب فأعاد ابن الزبير بناءها مع إدخال الحجر في البناء. ثم لما قتل ابن الزبير لاحقا في زمن عبد الملك, عبد الملك أعاد بناءها كما كانت قبل ابن الزبير, كما كانت قبل أن يعيد بناءها ابن الزبير, كما هي اليوم. الكعبة got burnt at one point of time, and Abdullah ibn Zubayr rebuilt it by adding Hijr Ismail. يعني he built it, how do I say it, including Hijr Ismail, as it was at the time of as he was told it was at the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Then after he was killed, the Umayyad ruler Abdul Malik ibn Marwan rebuilt it as it is nowadays. Yani he put down what Abdullah ibn Zubayr did and he rebuilt it as it is nowadays. Yani with the cubic shape of Al-Kaaba and the wall, this half circle wall of Hijr Ismail. اتفضل عبد الله. إذا تجاوز الشخص الميقات سنتكلم عن ذلك إن شاء الله. عليه فدية. نتكلم عن ذلك. اتفضل إدانا. إيه بس خلوني يعني أقول شيئا. أما في الصلاة فلا يصح التوجه في الصلاة إلى حجر إسماعيل إذا كان البدن خارجا عن غيره لا يصح. Be careful. Now as for the prayer, it is not valid to direct yourself towards Hijr Ismail only without being facing the rest of Al-Kaaba at the same time. It would not be valid. يعني which means هذا للطواف. Which means if someone stands and prays this way, this would not be valid. Because his chest is not facing any, is not facing the cubic shape of Al-Kaaba. So for the prayer, one needs to face the cubic shape of Al-Kaaba. If he does it this way, it would be valid. But this way, or this way, or this way, it would not be valid. لعلة أخرى. نعم. It is narrated that one of the prophets is buried under Hijr Ismail, way down under Hijr Ismail. Yeah, it is narrated. إذا أرب بحيث ما دخل ما هو بقبل حجر الأسود بيرجع بيصير بدور ببطل يصير خارجه ما بيأثر بيرجع هكذا بيقول بس نويت الإحرام يعني نوى أن يدخل في النسك من غير تحديد هذا النسك ما هو بعدين بعين وفيكم. طيب if a woman is menstruating during the time of tawaf, what does she do? She waits until the menstruation stops, then she makes a tawaf. This is what she does. ما معنى حجر إسماعيل؟ هذا المكان يسمى حجر إسماعيل. مكان الذي أشرنا إليه. In the tawaf, the last tawaf. Just touching Al-Kaaba is permissible, no problem. The problem is if someone walks around Al-Kaaba to make a tawaf while a part of his body is over Ash-Shazarwan, then this part of Tawaf is not valid. So he needs to go back and redo it. That's all. But if he stops, he touches Al-Ka'bah, then he continues, no problem about that. Hey Khalid. What I know that if the people whom the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam assigned them to be in charge of Al-Ka'bah, which are Banu Shayba, a clan of Quraysh, the tribe of Quraysh, the clan of Shayba, if those people, they give you a part of the clothes of Al-Ka'bah, then you take it. Not anyone takes whatever he wants, because the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam assigned them to be in charge of that. By the way, yani Sheikh Abdullah, his lineage goes back to this clan of Quraysh. Ya tafaddal. Ya Ma'id. بيت بني لعبادة الله هذا هو كله المسجد الحرام ليس الكعبة وحدها تفضل محمد من الأربعة لا من الأربعة أظن من ثلاث جهات أظن ماني متأكد ما بعرف يمكن من الأربعة يمكن لا أدري إيه الآن يعني فتح لها باب آخر لا أدري تفضل جو I don't know I don't remember If one has two sets of clothes and he puts perfume on both before he makes ihram, طيب. He wears one of them and so the other one, no, he cannot wear it after making al-ihram. He cannot wear the other one after making al-ihram. He cannot, صدلي. Except after washing it, يعني. So the perfume goes away. No, yeah, the smell goes away. Why? The wives of the Prophet did not wash it off. No, but this is in Al-Hajj. This is a different matter. Tafaddal. بيرجع براجع إن شاء الله. طيب إيه خالد. أها. I didn't ask about that. I did not ask about that. حدا كان بده يسأل ويتفضل. ما ورد لا في الحديث ولا في القرآن، لكن واقع الحال هو هذا، واقع الحال هذا هو، هي في وسط المعمورة. كل علماء الإسلام هذا الذي قالوه. الله أعلم، ما لا أذكر جواب هذا السؤال. طيب، do you want to take a pen and a paper? Yes. Okay, go ahead. Please. Write your name so I can give you back your paper. Don't forget. طيب، السؤال الأول. Let's start with the first question. ما هو مقدار الزكاة الواجبة في 257 من الإبل؟ The first question: what is the due amount of zakah in 257 camels? سؤال الثاني. The second question: شخص وجد في أرضه التي هو يملكها دفينا كنز، يعني من الذهب، دفينا من الذهب، دفن من أيام الجاهل، عليه كتابات ملوك الجاهلية، ماذا يفعل به؟ The second question: if a person finds a treasure trove in his land, that is, he owns the land, with writing on it from the time of Jahiliyyah, what does he do about it? السؤال الثالث: هل تجب الزكاة فيما يلي؟ الزيتون، اللوز، السمسم، العدس، والحمص. وكم هو مقدار الواجب؟ The third question: is the zakat due in olives, almonds, sesame, lentils, and chickpeas. What is the due amount? And what is the due amount? No, what's the due amount? How much does he pay as zakah? Yeah, of course, each one separate. The fourth question, if someone sells golden currency for silver currency and vice versa. If someone sells golden currency for silver currency and vice versa, this is his job. Is the so he doesn't, the money doesn't stay in his ownership the itself for a year. Is the zakah due on him? الذي يبيع الدنانير بالدراهم والدراهم بالدنانير هذا عمله بحيث لا تبقى الدراهم والدنانير عنده سنة كاملة هل عليه فيها زكاة عند مرور الحول؟ ما بتبقى بملكه سنة. طيب if يعني إذا واحد ما بيعرف شيء يكتب لا أدري ما يلبك حاله ويلبكنا الله يبارك فيكم. If anyone does not know the answer of any question, let him write I don't know. Just like that. It is an enormous sin to give a religious judgment without knowledge. An enormous sin. طيب the last question, if someone is traveling for a distance of one day walking is he allowed to break his fasting during Ramadan? And what about if the distance is for 2 days? آخر سؤال, إذا سافر شخص إلى مسيرة يوم في خلال رمضان, نهار رمضان أو في نهار رمضان, هل يجوز له أن يفطر؟ وماذا إذا كانت المسافة مسيرة يومين؟ خلاص that's it. الله يبارك فيكم. تعطوا الأوراق للحاج علي. Please give the papers to حاج علي when you are done. Huh? Okay. طيب خلوني أزيد شغلي من اللي أخذته قبل المرة الماضية الدورة الماضية. Let me add one question of what you took the past دورة to the last question. لآخر سؤال. وماذا بالنسبة لصلاة الجمعة؟ هل يجب عليه أداؤها أو لا؟ Add to the last question. What about the prayer of Jumu'ah? Is he obligated to pray it or no? That is, he can pray al-Zuhr because he is traveling. In the two cases, if it is for one day walking or two days walking. And again, Allah yubarik fikum. The one who does not remember, let him just say, I do not know, I do not remember, or the like. Well, you tell me. You give me the details.